when we sat down at the start of the year and looked at the league, you know, we would have targeted having 6 points at the break. You know, when you go away from home, it's never easy. So it's not, as I said, top quality players. So it's not going to be easy, but we're really looking forward to it. You know, we're enjoying our football, so we are, you know, and we're trying to put up big scores at the minute, you know, and get the balance right, you know, between attack and defence. We're going to make mistakes. That's football, you know, stuff like that's going to happen. But I think if we can go down to Tipperary and try put in the best performance possible and hope the result comes with it.
It has to be very pleasing as well, given that there's so many players away, that the young players have come in and have done so well.
Yeah, they have. You know, I think as I touched on earlier, there's exciting times in Donegal at the minute. You know, there's a lot of good there's a lot of good quality footballers coming through, and I suppose it's a matter of nourishing them and trying to bring them through the ranks. You know, up through the ranks. But I think they've really stepped up this year so far. You know, Division 2 is not easy, so it's not. Nobody ever said it is, and they've really stepped up to the plate and got Donegal 2 or 4 points so far.
Is it maybe easier to regroup in Division 2 than it would be in Division 1, especially for those young players coming in?
Yeah, I suppose it is. You know, suppose if you lose a game in Division 1, you know, you're looking at relegation straight away, you know. So suppose Division 2, it's a wee bit easier maybe, as you said, to regroup, and just if things don't go right, you know, it might be a wee bit easier just to solve it, I suppose. But I think, you know, as I said, mistakes are going to happen, you know, and different sort of things like that. And as shown in the games, mistakes have happened. But I think they've reacted really well to it and has fed good over the line in the two games, which is ultimately the most important thing.
Experience to play in Tipperary. Have you played in Tipperary? Have you played them in Thurles?
No, I've actually never played in Thurles, so I haven't. Looking forward to going down. You know, we've had 3 matches in Munster this year. They're brave spins, but I think it's great to get down and see new grounds, I suppose. And you know, hurling, I suppose, grounds first and foremost down there. But they're big pitches, which is great. You know, wide open spaces.
Fast fellas, like, you can get away from
Thurles. I don't know for that, but it's great. You know, they're very big pitches, which is it's great. You know, and I think the gate hopefully will lead to good spectacles, and hopefully from a Donegal point of view, we can come out the right side.
So Sunday's game is probably another one of those games where you are probably going to be favourites. You're going to Tipperary. You're going to a team who have only got the 1 point so far. Maybe a lot more expected of them. You know, is it a potential banana skin?
I think every game's a potential banana skin, Tom. You know. You know, you touch on the favourites thing. I think it's just something that you have to learn to deal with. You know, I think you can look at, I suppose, Dublin, probably the best team in Ireland. They're favourites every single day they go out, but they handle it the right way. You know, I think Donegal have to just try get used to that. You know, I think it's not a bad complaint. It means, you know, that the people think you're going to win, you know. So we're just going to have to get used to it. I think we've handled it all right so far, so we have. So we're going down to Tipperary this weekend. Listen, I know it's an old cliche, but we know it's not going to be easy. When you go away from home in any football, in any sport, it's never easy. So we're really looking forward to it, we are, and hopefully we can come out the right side.